For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back, sports fans, to another episode of the Charity Stripe Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one sports podcast network in Los Angeles. For those listening at home, on the road, in the air, or in the water, do you believe? We have a great show for you guys today. A real quick one. We're going to try to dissect and make sense the whole Deshaun Watson saga. So buckle up, because here we go. 3, 2, 1. We're back.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in Bellicose? Yes! High fly ball in the right field. She is gone!
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship. He's going for the corner. He's got it.
Bases loaded. Two out.
We're back, baby. It's a charity stripe. Pitcher free throws, cuz they're free. So 319 coming hot at you guys, and so 318. And I'm joined on this one by Alex Toss Me the Rock Desopolis and Nikki Snacks Kreider. And we have an interesting one today. We're going to try to make sense of the Deshaun Watson saga going on right now in the media. But before we get into that, one of our favorite sponsors. Big weekend coming up in betting. We have the Sweet 16. A lot of live betting going on. And where can you do that, Toss?
At betonline.ag. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Also, they have the online casino 24/7. Josh is a card shark. He is frequently on the online casino.
Big on.
So head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Nick, if you had to pick one upset pick in the Sweet 16, one value bet that you had to throw all of your life savings on, what would you pick?
Oh, all of my life savings, huh?
Or just like $100.
I'll probably go with, man, that's tough. I like Syracuse. I think they're playing really well, and I think that they're shooting well, and there's a lot of magic happening there with Buddy Buckets and his old man. A really old dad.
Yep, that it is. Buddy Buckets.
I like that pick.
I like that pick too, honestly. I think Houston is barely got out of the last one. And I think that Syracuse played a very good West Virginia team and played them well through and through. So I think that's an excellent pick right there. I think we're going to see a Syracuse Loyola Chicago Sweet 16, and I'm stoked for that game.
You mean Elite Eight?
Elite Eight, yeah. Sorry, they're both in the Sweet 16. I think Oregon State's run has is about to come to an end.
Should we start the show off talking about March Madness?
We can start the show with that, then get into the serious stuff. Yeah, I think what I will say real quick, and well, just for the Sweet 16 purposes, we won't go any deeper. Syracuse, Loyola, Chicago. Then I'm going to go. I think Oral Roberts, the end has come. I think it's over, even though that hilarious email I got, I posted on my close friends. Oral Roberts has been offered, the players have been offered some free sex cam stuff, like Oral for Oral Roberts, which is hilarious. I think their run is done, and I think Baylor takes care of business as much as I like Villanova right now. I think the Oregon-USC matchup is exciting. I loved what I saw at Oregon. They through and through beat the shit out of Iowa. I just love the length, the size of USC. I'm sold on Evan Mobley really protecting the paint. And if Isaiah Mobley's shooting like that, I think that team can really make some noise. And I think they're going to take down Oregon, obviously going with the Zags no matter who they face. I think Creighton's lights out when they're on, but it doesn't matter. I think so is Gonzaga. And Gonzaga can shoot with anybody. So Gonzaga versus USC. And in the bottom left, I don't even want to talk about the bottom left. I want to spend as little time talking about the bottom left as possible, but we do have to mention it. We have UCLA, who's playing great. I think UCLA would have beaten us for all intents and purposes. They're playing great basketball. UCLA versus Bama. I really want to go with UCLA. I just think Bama through and through is stronger. They're better defensively. Again, another team that can really shoot the three ball exceptionally well. So I'm going to ride with them. I'm going to ride with Florida State. I think Michigan squeaked one out against a very strong LSU team, but that length and the defense that Florida State brings, I think it's going to give Michigan fits. And unless Michigan plays absolutely perfect basketball, I don't think they'll get it done. So FSU versus Bama in the bottom left for me.
Wow. What a breakdown right there.
Thank you.
You know what's nice. You know what's kind of crazy is even if you didn't mean to, you picked the four Pac-12 teams that are in, you picked three of them to lose. One of them.
Okay, Bill Walton.
One of them has to lose because it's two Pac-12 teams playing each other. I'm just saying, I just want to play devil's advocate because someone has to do it for the Pac-12 going forward, at least in basketball.
It'll never be me.
But maybe it should be. I don't know. The UCLA-Alabama game, I'm really excited to watch that one.
I think it's going to be a great
game. The Florida State-Michigan game, I'm very cool with Florida State knocking off the only Big Ten team remaining. Very, very cool with that. Syracuse, I like that upset pick. Nova will give a test to Baylor, but I don't think Baylor and Gonzaga are going anywhere, especially not against Creighton, who kind of found their offensive rhythm last game, but we'll see what they can do against that Zags team. Yeah, I don't know. I'm into Oral Roberts winning, though. I'm down for that to get crazy.
That would be insane.
You're into Oral right now?
Oral Roberts University. ORU. Yeah. I also, Oregon State could beat Loyola Chicago.
Oh yeah, I think that game's going to be interesting as well. I think Houston's in trouble.
Yeah, the only one that I'm really, really sure of is the Gonzaga game. I think everything else has the potential to swing towards an upset, but I feel most comfortable with Baylor as well, and then everything past that. Let's go for some chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Yeah. Nick, what are you thinking?
You know, I'm thinking that, like, my heart is really taking out of this tournament now, and I don't care as much anymore because my two teams are gone and my brackets are busted. So I just want to make sure that all those guys have fun and would love to see some Sister Jean magic down the stretch. And I'm pulling for that team in Syracuse. I think the winner of those two I'd like to see in the final.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear whatever tidbit of information we get from Sister Jean. You know, if they tell us, like, oh, she said that they had to keep Oregon State from shooting 50% from the field or something like that. Or, yeah, like, from getting
she
less than 22 rebounds
stats
or something,
exactly,
like that. Like,
yeah.
That's what
she's
I want to
already
know.
Gone this far. She better throw some numbers out now. I'm pumped for the Sweet 16. I'm hoping.
And only two days where it's not taking up our weekday, which was very welcome.
Is it not?
It's not. It's just Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Wow. Nice.
And then the Elite Eight is on Monday.
The Elite Eight's on Monday?
Monday and Tuesday, yeah.
Jeez, so it is taking it. It's going to be, well, at least it'll probably
but
be.
But at that point, it's the Elite Eight. There's games. Sweet 16, there's still a lot of games.
Dude, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to, at this point in life, I'm.
No, it's very welcome.
I'm 26 going on 72. Let's watch basketball all day. That's the light stuff. It's been a really interesting tournament so far. I'm curious to see how the ratings are. We'll have to see once that's done with all these upset picks and how that's affected things. now into the murky territory. We won't spend too long on this. And Nick, when we spoke off air, you had a great point of, we don't want to go either way because
we don't know. There's so much we don't know.
And I think it's an excellent point to be made that we don't want to either condemn Deshaun Watson or say, no, he didn't do anything, because it really sways things one way. I just think it's the reason it needs to be brought up is just the way it's being portrayed in the media right now. It's not that it's not being reported, but we're talking about a quarterback who is, for all intents and purposes, a top five quarterback in the National Football League, which the NFL is still the NFL. This guy is not only a top five quarterback, he's been the most popular name since the end of the Super Bowl. Since like 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, everyone's gotten off their high horse on Brady. The most popular name in the NFL has been Deshaun Watson. He's, for all intents and purposes, going to be leaving Houston, or was. Now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, it's not like it's one or two, it's 16 sexual assault allegations against him.
Oh, lawsuits.
Lawsuits.
There's 24 allegations.
24 allegations, 16 lawsuits. So it's hit an astronomical number. Now, the reason it's kind of weird to me is I just feel like it's not a – I feel like it's being undercovered. I don't – am I wrong? Am I thinking – like, I feel like that we've seen
– Well, I think no one wants to say anything until
they know.
Until they know exactly what it is. But it's kind of crazy. I mean, this is a – it's a huge deal. It's a really, really big deal. And you certainly – you know, you don't want to – You, because you don't have all of the information, what you do have are these allegations that these women are making. And yeah. you have to give them the fair credit that they deserve in giving them a voice.
100%.
And, you know, I sent in a group text, you know, where we have, you know, we're constantly talking about just like football news, free agency news. Obviously, this is trade news and this is off the field news as well. And I sent an excerpt of like the writing of the report one of the young women filed, and it's pretty messed up.
The details that we have heard are all messed up. The allegations and suits are messed up.
It's very messed up. It was hard for me to read.
First of all, it's again a complete abuse of power. The only thing that is, it's just so weird that we're hearing situations of people thinking it's a setup by the Texans.
Do we think that's weird?
Dude, this is why I think it's the point that needed to be made in this section of it is, if this was a setup by the Texans, this would be the biggest scandal one of the biggest scandals
it's like a fictional movie script, really.
I've never seen
it. And I think that's what's so interesting, Josh, to your point about how people are really, what's just being reported is the information that's coming out about new lawsuits, new allegations, more women coming out and speaking against him. And then here and there, there's been a couple of people who have, you know, defended the character of Deshaun Watson before he's made a statement, which hasn't, it's supposed Dabo. To come out. Dabo Sweeney, obviously, spoke very highly of him, but also pointed to, you know, I still don't know about what's going on. He could only talk about the interactions that he's had with Deshaun, which obviously quite a few because he played quarterback at Clemson. But I think to what you're talking about, like that's the only thing that anyone's talking about. No one's talking about like the potential just depth of this story in every direction. You know, if there's
jail time,
talking jail time, we're talking
serious jail time.
Psychology of many women that's been severely messed up because of what's happened to them, right? Like PTSD, all of that. And then we're talking about, if you look at it from the other angle, of the Texans, like when did they have this information? Did they hold on it because they're trying to keep Deshaun Watson, whether these allegations come true and he's convicted or not? Even still, without that information known, like the timing of it all is suspect on their part. Because of course, if anything like that happens, it needs to come to the forefront immediately.
I think that's the biggest thing that makes it suspect is the timing of everything, right? A guy who's trying to get out of the organization, and then, oh, here's all this crap that comes out. And then at the same time, I think people were saying, or I've read reports saying that the attorney of all these women that are coming out is
the owner's neighbor,
friends with the owner.
Sure,
is the owner's neighbor.
Yeah,
which
so I mean
could mean
is
something
it that big of a coincidence, or I mean I don't know.
Yeah, it could mean something. It couldn't mean something. We don't really,
rich dude.
We don't really know. I mean, I was, that makes me think of Spotlight. If you guys have seen that movie, which is about that massive scandal, but a main part of that movie, which was based on true events, is that Robbie Ryan has to go to his best friend, who I can't remember the lawyer's name, and he keeps asking for like these depositions and that information because he's protecting these priests in like past court cases, and he won't give him the information. And then eventually at the very end, he has kind of like a gut check conversation with him. And he's like, no, this is what this is really about. And then he finally gives up that information. Basically, he was protected because he was a criminal defense attorney. I don't know if you guys remember that, but it seems like eerily similar to that kind of relationship.
100%. I will say if the Texans are involved in any which way other than the fact that they are Deshaun Watson's current employer, they are in a world of trouble. At the minimum, they've either held information.
What happens to that team if that's the case?
Oh, you remember what happened with... Do you remember what happened with Donald Sterling?
Yeah, of course. But imagine, I feel like this is something way different.
Imagine that tenfold. We're talking people. We're talking billionaires going to jail. If you're withholding information, look what happened with Joe. I mean, Joe Paterno, we didn't even get to see what happened. He died. This is the level we're talking at here. We're not even talking about a level of like a owner horribly using a racial slur. We're talking about, it's not as, I hate to like classify things. It's not on the level of Sandusky, but if all these allegations are true, we're infinitely closer to that. It's in that realm.
I feel like there's no positive outcome here. Obviously there's one outcome that we'd probably all like to see, and that being Deshaun being innocent, because as sports fans, he's modeled himself as a stand-up guy, and we didn't want to be lied to in that sense.
It's weird. But also, it's not the person you thought this would happen. He's not even the person you thought this would happen to.
Exactly. But if it's a situation where it's the organization fabricating it, or if they were holding anything, and that's also scary too. It's like, wow, they could really ruin lives of their franchise quarterbacks just because he doesn't want to play there anymore. It's a really twisted story. It's really dark. And I'm sure at some point in our lifetime, we will see a documentary or a movie made out of this. I mean, this is something that is going to be, I mean, it's pivotal in our society because it has to do with a lot of different issues. It has a lot to do with sexual harassment, but also at the same time, you know, Black Lives Matter and social justice, right?
100%.
I think that also comes with it as well.
And just ownership and control in the NFL.
Abuse of power.
Yeah.
Well, look.
On multiple levels, Nick, what you're abuse of power on multiple levels.
If it's, hey, we didn't know what happened. He did this. They're coming out now. We had no part in them making them come out now. We didn't try to spin that or anything. We didn't know any of this information in that regard. Then, okay, Deshaun Watson's like Aaron Hernandez-esque and just like the person, not the person we thought he was. And things, I mean, the thing with Aaron Hernandez materialized quickly, but that's because there was a body and there was like concrete evidence. So that's why it kind of happened faster. Thinking about it, if that's what's happened, then Deshaun Watson is in a world of deserved hurt on an island on his own. Now, if these allegations are completely false and it's all fabrication of these women who ironically are coming together in a time where the team is involved, then I mean, you're going to see riots. That's just what's going to happen. I mean, and you know what? Rightfully so. This is a time where, again, like a powerful white men are putting a black man they're his employer, and they're putting him in a position where they're trying to ruin his life and ruin his career and ruin his livelihood. It is the whole, that would be the whole MO or one of the MOs of what's been discussed this past year. And you're going to see people, and rightfully so, come at these men. Come at the white men who are doing this and perpetrating Deshaun. Could be a murk. I don't know. And it could be a mix of everything. It's just so, it's so weird because nobody knows. And people are like still discussing trades for him.
Yeah.
Like I saw a mock trade. I'm like, a mock trade where he goes to the Eagles for two. Who's trading for this guy tomorrow? Who, you can't sell. You can't trade him because at that point you'd be trading him at a discount. Not doing that. He's either going to be playing for the Texans next year, and somehow, some way, this is all washed over, which, quite frankly, I don't think is going to happen.
No, or he's not playing at all. I mean,
I think we may
from
have
what
seen him
from what his attorney said, You know, he's supposed to be responding next week, I think. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And eventually light will get shed on everything that's happening because, you know, there's a case involved, multiple cases involved. So
it has the makings of a tops of like the Lance Armstrong, just based on seeing what other scandals had. The Sandusky scandal was probably the worst scandal thinking about it that I've seen. Followed by, we'll combine the whole steroid thing with Lance Armstrong in conjunction with baseball.
This is bigger than that.
This is bigger than that.
This affects more people than just the athlete himself.
This is exactly. This is not just some guy cheating in a game. This is people's livelihoods. And this is physical assault. I think this has the makings, any way we've sliced it or portrayed it in this episode, of being arguably the biggest, one of the biggest scandals of our lifetime. Sports, for sure. Anything.
For sure. It's dark, twisted, and very upsetting.
I just like, the timing is weird.
Of course.
The time, and like, if this had happened during the season, I'm just so curious how things, like the fact that it's happening now that he wants out of Houston, people are trying to find clues. And oftentimes, because these athletes are portrayed in such a certain way, especially a guy like Deshaun Watson, they're trying to find ways. Everyone's trying to find ways, and it is the way of our country, innocent until proven guilty, and trying to find ways.
As fans, I think we try to piece together all the pieces too, and it's just like we don't have the full lens, right? Yeah. We don't have the full picture of what's going on. So it's hard for us to really know and assess the situation. But like, using our context clues of timing of like him getting, trying to go out at the same time, teams not coming up with good enough offers. Did other teams know that this was going to happen? You know, like that's also another thing that kind of crosses my mind. Like there's, I'm sure there was competitive offers out there, but like, why was not one done?
That was a suggestion. Oh, that's a great point to bring. I had thrown that out, I think, in our group text where I had a similar thought, at least at some point. Maybe the Texans do know about this, are not involved or forcing the hand on these women to come over. They just knew. And maybe other teams knew as well. Maybe people have known about this for a while, and that's why he's not been traded. I mean, oftentimes, unless it's like a boom, like a bomb that goes off, then other times than that, like a slow burn like this, a lot has happened behind the scenes already that we are not privy to.
Of course. Of course.
Right.
And nothing more can happen until we figure out the truth the truth of what actually happened between him and these women.
I just need, I mean, I'm glad, like, it's, I just want to discuss it.
Ultimately, that defines everything.
Yeah.
So there's, you know.
No sides can be taken. No stances can be taken. I mean, I just, you know, you hope it's not true. You just hope it's not true. If people lie about it, whatever. Like, fuck, whatever. That's their own prerogative. You just hope it's not true because you don't want it to happen to these women. That's horrible. And it's another figure just gone down. And it's just like nothing is safe anymore. You know what I'm saying? On so many levels. These women are harmed. It's horrible. We all have moms, girls that are friends, sisters. Like, we don't need to spell it out. Like, people that, females that we care about, and God forbid this happened to them.
Yeah,
it is your worst nightmare. All right, guys. Well, before we wrap up, we are sponsored by two more lovely people.
Yeah, we are sponsored by
on a lighter note to end on the show. On a lighter note,
yeah, we are very appreciative of our sponsors. One of them being eBay. Mm-hmm. Whether rare, dead stock, or the latest release, find the exact shoe you're looking for at eBay.
Yeah,
because they are the original sneaker marketplace, and it's the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. They've also got an authenticity guarantee, so your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators, which is pretty cool. Each sneaker receives a tag and a digital stamp of authenticity, and it also protects sellers with a verified return process. So go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection.
Yeah. And Toss, you said the word authenticators. I almost botched it right there. Nick and I both, I botch it every show.
Authenticators?
Authenticator.
Nick blew it. I knew Nick and not Nick. I went down the rabbit hole and Nick blew it too. But I'm glad you were
I'm an authenticator gator over here.
Yeah. Sunday Scaries, our other sponsor.
Yeah.
We love them. They sent us a cool gift pack. That
we
was
got
dope.
A sweet swag pack. Nick, did you get
I had
your
some
swag pack?
Unicorn jerky last night.
Did you? Yeah. One of their products is called Unicorn Jerky, which is like a really, it's basically like those Airhead Extremes. Is the best way to describe it, where it's like a rainbow,
yeah,
like Sour Patch kind of candy. And it's great. It's really tasty. I had some today, actually.
I felt kind of chill. I took a couple gummies.
Yeah, definitely. I felt chilled out. Nick, did you take any?
I had a couple. Yeah, they were they're nice.
Did you try any of the gummies or just the unicorn?
I've not
jerky?
Tried the gummies yet. I tried the drops and I tried the unicorn drink.
Oh, what'd you use the drops for?
I put some in my water.
Nice,
Nick. Yeah. Splish splash. Nick was taking a bath.
You're so creative, Nick.
You are, Nick. I think the world needs to know how really you are a creative guy.
You're creative. I think the coolest part about Sunday Scaries
was the hat you got. You love the hat.
Yeah. So if anyone's ever seen that episode of Entourage where Johnny Drama is working on the show Five Towns and he wants to be cooler and hang out with the younger guys.
Yeah.
So he gets a medical marijuana card. Obviously the show is a little bit dated. He gets a medical marijuana card.
Very dated. Jesus.
And because he wants to go to the clinic, the local MedMen dispensary, and buy this black trucker hat. And so he goes and he gets it. And then he gets a bunch of like some top notch weed. He goes to set, everyone's in his trailer, they're all smoking, and he bugs out, which means for someone who doesn't smoke or eat THC products, yeah, he freaks out and geeks out, and everyone is like, oh my god, you're bugging out, and he's like, oh shit, and he's like super anxious and like having a panic attack, basically, and then he buys in and goes, I am bugging out, and then it's a great episode. It's one of the best like turtle and drama just escapades that they have so many in that show. But all that to say, Sunday Scaries gave me a black trucker hat with their logo on the front, and I am rocking it just like Johnny Drama did. Yeah, we'll have to get Kevin Dillon on and he'll talk about it, and then we'll get him to try some Sunday Scaries. There's literally no risk to buy it though. The company offers a 100% lifetime money back guarantee. If the product's not for you, that's okay. It is for me. And you'll get your money back. Sunday Scaries in the stress relieving business, not the stress causing business. So, how about 25% off to prove
it? Oh,
yeah. I can do that for you. Visit SundayScaries.com. Use our promo code STRIPE for your discount. That's promo code STRIPE for 25% off at SundayScaries.com. They're effing amazing. Won't regret joining the squad, the Sunday Scaries squad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, gents, thanks for the ad reads toss. Good talk today. Fans out there, drag both feet and bounce, swing on a full count, rip that puck, hit that putt, hit your PKs because they're free, and hit your free throws. Why, guys?
Because they're free.
Because they're free.
If you're in March Madness, you got to hit your free throws.
Oh, God. We out, yo. We love you.
We sitting here. I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we in here talking about practice.
Five fucking
clock at five. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Rebound box. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game! Gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
He's going for the corner. He's got it.
Bases loaded. Two out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.